Hello and welcome to Shelf Confidence, a podcast brought to you by the Pennsylvania Food Merchants Association that focuses on trends and innovations in the food and beverage retail industry. I'm Liz Kemmery, your host, and today I have the pleasure of being with Scott McCants, who's Chain Account Manager of Convenience at DG Yuengling & Son Incorporated. Yuengling is a PFMA associate member, and today we'll be talking about how the company is continuing to grow and expand. Hey, Scott, thank you for being here. How are you today?
I'm great. Nice to make your acquaintance and spend some time with you.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate your time. Can you first share a little bit more about your position with Yuengling?
Yes. In the last 5 years, I've been with National Accounts, small format division for the Yuengling Brewery, with call points including Sheetz, Turkey Hill, Speedway, Circle K, CVS Health, and others. Before National Accounts, I was district manager for Yuengling in the Cleveland, Ohio area for nearly 5 years. Before that, for 23 years, I worked in management with the House of the Rose and AB Yuengling distributor in Cleveland, and 7 years with Horlock Beverage, a Miller House in Houston, Texas. The move to be part of the Yuengling team almost 10 years ago has provided me with a unique opportunity I never would have had the opportunity at the wholesaler level. Not exactly the course of employment I went to college for, but a great occupation for the last 4 years.
Yeah, that's great. And it sounds like you've got a really nice background and a good history with Yuengling. I'm sure a lot of that experience that you have has really kind of built into, you know, where Yuengling is today and what your role is with the company. So, of course, we know Yuengling is America's oldest brewery, and it's been celebrated as America's favorite beer. What is it that you would say really makes Yuengling stand out from its competition?
Well, Yuengling is family owned and operated, first and foremost. But for Yuengling, family captures the six generations of Yuengling's employees and fans who have helped make this business a success. It is the dedication to family and fierce independence that has helped make Yuengling successful for nearly 200 years. There are very few major breweries out there where you can pick up the phone and talk to a six-generation family member like Jennifer, Wendy, Debbie, or Cheryl, or text with the COO, Dave Casanelli. Yuengling values the input of employees across the country to provide real-time market information and to represent the brewery with our core values: respect for tradition, integrity, hard work, simplicity, and pride. As America's oldest brewery, we are constantly looking to our fans for ways that we can provide amazing drinking experiences for all different lifestyles. For instance, Flight by Yuengling and the Yuengling Hershey's Chocolate Porter, which has been a house on fire, and I know Pennsylvania has done a great job of selling that beer. We saw was an opportunity to satisfy our fans in the light beer category by creating Flight by Yuengling. It's an upscale light beer designed to elevate the drinking experience for consumers who want more from their beer. With 2.6 grams of carbs, 95 calories, 4.2 ABV, alcohol by volume, Flight by Yuengling is a crisp, easy to drink beer that will complement the brewery's existing portfolio of brands. And then Hershey's Chocolate Porter, with our collaboration with the Hershey's Chocolate folks, has delivered beer lovers, chocolate lovers, and consumers a great beer. At 4.7 ABV, this is a new spin that combines Yuengling's nearly 200 years old recipe, dark brewed porter, which is one of our original beers, with the world famous chocolate taste.
Yeah, we definitely enjoy that one. I went for a run the other day, and that was my treat when I got home. So that was a great way to end a run. Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, it's something where when it first came out 3 years ago, right now it was only draft. We had billions of social media hits with it. Yeah. We've got new drinkers into the family that really hadn't experienced it before. So it's been a very
It was hard to find that first year, and which of course only I'm sure increased its popularity, right? So we made it a point to go out and, you know, find a place that had it on tap. But then this year it was nice to be able to go out and get a case for the house. So I'm sure it'll just continue along with your other brews too, you know, to see that growth. So one thing I had seen on your website, and of course, you know, my family knows this, Yuengling started in that sleepy coal town of Pottsville, Pennsylvania. And my husband's family is from right up the road. So we totally understand that vibe. And as you were kind of talking about what sets you guys apart, you were saying, you know, this it's still family owned. You guys have a lot of tradition at Yuengling. How do you maintain that sort of like hometown feel as you are expanding and growing as a company?
Well, if you've been to any of the other big American breweries, you usually see a large industrial footprint with modern equipment and sterile surroundings. While the Yuengling Brewery on Mill Creek Avenue in Pottsville and our Tampa Brewery could fit those descriptions, our original 1800s brewery on Mahantonga Street, say that three times, is a trip back in time. I like to describe it as going back to Mecca. It was built in 1831 when our original brewery called the Eagle Brewery burnt down, which was right in the middle of Pottsville. And our preservation of brewing history continues to provide upwards of over 500,000 barrels of beer from the old brewery location. Pottsville will always be Yuengling's hometown, as it is for the fifth and sixth generation ownership. Yuengling has remained a family-owned and operated brewery for six generations and nearly 200 years. And as America's oldest brewery, its independent spirit is ingrained in everything Yuengling does, which allows the brewery to maintain the high standard of brewing excellence we know today, no matter where we expand.
Pennsylvania really rallies behind Yuengling as its beer. And it's great to be able to travel and know that you can still find that on tap or find about a bottle when you're on vacation. Especially, we travel down south a lot and it's easy to find. And it's nice to sort of have that little piece from home. So it's cool to still maintain that feel and know that it's available at a much wider range than just on that little Pottsville Hill.
Well, this is the first time I ran across it. It was probably about 12, 14 years ago on vacation in Hilton Head. And nice. I was working for a Budweiser distributor and I go to the cooler to buy my Budweiser and I see this Yuengling and it's like, what the heck is Ying Yang? I'm a Yuengling. No one could ever pronounce it right until they understand what it is. And Yuengling in German means young boy. So it was interesting to see that beer there. And then 2 years later, you know, I'm right in the middle of it, selling it. And then 1 year later, working for the brewery.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's very cool. Yeah. Hey, if you've got how to say Yuengling and Schuylkill down, then you're in good shape. So
yeah, Schuylkill was a trick. It took me a little while.
So, you know, of course, as you mentioned, and we've been talking about, you guys have been expanding. And over the summer, the big thing was that now Yuengling can be found in shelves all over Texas, which is really cool. So what was the motivation to move to the newest brewery in Fort Worth?
Well, we did not build a brewery in Texas, but through the joint venture with Molson Coors, it's called the Yuengling Company. So it's a separate and apart from DG Yuengling and Son from our original 22 states.
Okay.
We're utilizing the Fort Worth Brewery to make Yuengling beer in Texas. So it's Texas brewed for Texans, which Texans love everything that comes from Texas. As mentioned earlier, Yuengling has three breweries, two in Pottsville, PA, one in Tampa, Florida. And for the years, Yuengling fans from Texas have come to our historic brewery in Pottsville or share some social media posts about how much they love our beer, begging for us to come to Texas. Okay. Having started my career in the Lone Star State, I understand how big the beer business is. Texas is the second volume beer state in the country. You know, Texas is so spread out and there's a lot of people there, but they sell a lot of beer and a lot of light beer as well. But it's the most requested state for expansion for Yuengling beers. With an extreme diverse population, we are reaching out to all Texans to tell a story and to brag about our fine brews. I believe Texas will provide lessons to improve our sales in the original 22 states.
When did you guys start that collaboration with Molson Coors?
Can I tell you what I know, or can I tell you what I'm allowed to tell you? Something that's been it's been going on. You know, Dick Yuengling and the Molson Coors folks have been talking for a while, but it's been one of those things where, you know, we've had people talk to us for decades, you know, wanting to take over Yuengling or buy the brewery, or, you know, Dick's been very out front about wanting to keep it in the family. And the sixth generation is very much behind that as well. But, you know, bringing Yuengling's iconic portfolio of beer to the country's largest beer market was and continues to be a tremendous growth opportunity for America's oldest brewery. The Texas launch marks the first state in the joint venture with Molson Coors to increase Yuengling reach beyond its current 22 state eastern footprint. So when you see new states open up and they are west of where we currently are, which is Louisiana, Arkansas, Tennessee, Kentucky, those states will be supplied by the Yuengling Company.
That's great to see, you know, how that partnership can open up some new markets for you guys. And what are you finding, you know, as you're going into some new areas, what kind of feedback are you getting from customers in those new markets?
Well, it's been fun to see how Texas fans have gone wild when we've entered the market. In partnership with Molson Coors, Yuengling has worked tirelessly to ensure that family recipes and brewing traditions for the past 193 years will be matched as they brew Yuengling locally in Fort Worth. As it continues to grow, our focus will remain on our loyal fans and create ways to engage with them in impactful ways. As always, we were slow and methodical about the rollout to a new market. I was down there in July before we rolled out in August, talking to customers, getting them accustomed to what's going on. You know, I just call it spreading the gospel. You know, when you're with a company that's been around for 200 years, there's a lot of good stories and a lot of good feel, especially when it's still family owned. So it's been great to see what Molson Coors has been able to do partnering up and getting full distribution into the state.
That's awesome. And now one thing you mentioned when you're talking about moving into Texas is they have like a lot of diversity there and they really love their beer. And of course, it wasn't that long ago that, you know, you guys moved down south into Florida. And so, you know, as Yuengling is sort of making its presence known in these different places, are you seeing that it's impacting your product line? Are you getting requests for certain beers? You know, are there favorites in different markets?
Well, with Texas, we came in originally with four of our core beers and our super premium flight. So as far as immediate distribution for Texas, it was a traditional lager, light lager 99, which is like the little brother to lager, Golden Pilsner, which is a very smooth, easy to drink beer, and then Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer. So we started out with that. That leaves the door open for coming into 2022, being able to bring in Hershey's Chocolate Porter, to be able to bring in Oktoberfest, which is my favorite beer. Mm-hmm. And then further down the line, maybe possibly bringing in Lord Chesterfield Ale or Chatty and Dark Red Porter. So, you know, we don't come out with it. It's one of the reasons I'm working for Yuengling is we don't come out with a new beer every 15 minutes. If you've seen the beer market and you've seen the shelves and you've seen all the seltzers and RTDs, ready to drinks, line extensions on you know, brands that have been around for a while, there's enough mud on the wall out there. So we like brewing consistently good beers and getting those in customers' hands. And we're going to continue to do that in the future.
Sounds great. And as you guys are entering new markets and expanding across the country, what are some things that Yuengling is learning about that process and about the company while you're doing that?
Well, as America's oldest brewery, Yuengling has always been slow and disciplined when it comes to expanding new markets. This approach has enabled Yuengling to proudly brew its iconic portfolio of beer for nearly 200 years, while preserving the quality of brewing that our fans know and love today. Not to mention that people continue to be impressed by the taste of the beer and the story behind it. Folks really see us as, okay, where are we going next? What's the next state? Everywhere I go, I've got family that live in Texas that we're so excited to see it coming in the state. But it may be another year or two before Yuengling opens up another state. So we're very disciplined at doing that type of thing.
That's smart business, right? Because you guys want to be firm on your decisions. I do like that when you guys, when anybody goes onto the website, you know, if they want to know where you are, there's this great little interactive graphic where you can kind of put, where can I get a Yuengling? And I think now you're in 24 states, right? So you got about half the country covered.
Well, almost. I mean, with 22 original states, Texas is 23.
Okay.
The District of Columbia. Personally, I'd like to open up Hawaii next, but that's a whole lot of states away. Mm-hmm. In the last 10 years since I came into the company, we've opened up 12 states. So it's been about one state a year. You know, again, very, very disciplined about what we do. But we have talented folks that visit new states for distribution opportunities, talking to wholesaler networks, chain buyers, the guy, the girl next to you at the bar. I mean, asking their opinion of, you know, have they ever heard of Yuengling? Do you know what light is? You know, it's a very exciting way to get people engaged. It takes an immense amount of behind the scenes legwork to ensure that the high standards of the Yuengling brewery are being met.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's great. And that's good to hear. But I guess for now, I'm sure it'll be big whenever you go to your next state, but people can go onto the website and check that tracker and kind of see wherever they're going in the US where they can pick up a Yuengling. So that's pretty cool.
Well, and we're okay with people smuggling beer outside of our footprint as well.
Absolutely. So you guys, as you know, as you've mentioned, you're getting really close to that 200th anniversary year, which is really amazing. And we know a lot of, you know, the behind the scenes stories from Yuengling just because of being from that area. And it's really neat to sort of hear the history and the family still being at the helm, still operating the business. So when you look at this, I think you said sixth generation family business, right?
Correct.
That's amazing. And you look at the company's initial vision and what their values are. How does that play into its story today?
Well, there's so many breweries. I mean, when I started with Yuengling just a little less than 10 years ago, there was about 2,500 breweries in the United States. Now there's probably close to 10,000 breweries. So every Tom, Dick, and Harry that had a science kit in high school thinks he's a brewer. Right. He has a rich uncle that wants to lose money. Hey, let's open up a brewery. I've got a brewery that's a half mile away from my house now. So it's kind of funny how the whole business has just morphed into something where local is better. Not always the case, but when you look at our beers and the fact that we've been able to satisfy customers for almost 200 years, it's pretty pretty impressive. And we're excited to build the success and generations of hard work that came before us. We are focused as a brand on the future, new challenges, and most importantly, our new innovations or opportunities for the brand like Flight by Yuengling, especially as the sixth generation of the Yuengling family continues their leadership roles. I foresee the seventh generation being a part of this as well. So I know that there's plenty of offspring, young lads and ladies from the sixth generation that are going to be looking forward to spending time with the company.
That's cool. That's very cool. You know, I think as a business, another thing that's really fantastic about Yuengling is Yuengling knows who it is. I mean, they know, again, you know, they know their values, they know their customers, they know what their customers want, right? So they have quite a fan following, and I think there's some issues that are really important to Yuengling. And can you explain what issues are important to the company and then sort of how you express those as a business?
Well, it's funny you say, you know, we know who we are. And I've been on Zoom calls all week, you know, talking to my chains and getting ready for the summer. And, you know, I don't come at them with a new seltzer. I don't come at them with an RTD. I come at them with value, with profitability options for the packages that we have. So it's always a good thing that customers realize that, you know, we say what we do and we do what we say. As America's oldest brewery, Yuengling takes pride in giving back to key communities and members who have enabled them to brew amazing beer for nearly 200 years. For years, the brewery has supported servicemen and women, veterans, and their families by partnering with various military-centric organizations, including Team Red, White, and Blue, Operation Gratitude and Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, it's called TAPS, and support their collective efforts for our nation's heroes. And in early 2021, Yuengling rolled out its limited edition camouflage cans in partnership with military veteran nonprofit Team Red, White, and Blue as part of its Stars and Stripes program. Additionally, Yuengling has just announced the return of its free festival in the brewery's hometown of Pottsville, PA this summer. Lee Bryce, an American country music star and songwriter, will headline the celebration as the official brand ambassador for Yuengling Traditional Beer and Yuengling Stars and Stripes program.
That's awesome. One thing that we always make sure we go back for is the Lager Jogger in April. So, which I think is on its 10th year this spring, which is pretty awesome. And man, is that popular. But it's really nice to see, you know, where the proceeds of that race go, which is, you know, to the places that you've mentioned, a very patriotic company. And, you know, you all recognize, you know, who the people are that make this country what it is. And again, I think that's just, you know, one more reason that you guys have such a good fan base, such a strong customer base, because, you know, like I said, Yuengling knows who it is and who it's appealing to. So that's awesome. What do we have coming down the pike from Yuengling? I mean, we've talked about some great stuff. We know, you know, the expansion down south and out west and some of the new brews you guys have put together. So what's to come?
Well, as America's oldest brewery, Yuengling has a rich history. However, the sixth generation is mindful of what's next and focusing on keeping the business healthy for the generations to follow. While Pottsville will always be our home brewery location, the Tampa Brewing Facility is in the middle of a massive expansion. Formerly the Stroh's Brewery, before Dick Yuengling purchased the property in 1999, Tampa will be our go-to brewery experience. New improvements include a state-of-the-art pilot brewing system, restaurant, private dining and conference rooms, expanded Yuengling historical section and gift shop, outdoor recreation area, and beer garden that's due to open this fall.
Oh, cool.
That's very cool. That's a great opportunity for us to showcase the Tampa brewery, because I've been in the Tampa market working for several years, and there's still people that don't realize we have a brewery in Tampa.
That's fantastic. And I mean, that's such a great area to do it in, because hopefully you guys will get, of course, lots of local love, but lots of travelers too, vacationers and all that kind of stuff. So Excellent. Cool.
So in the year ahead, Liz, we look forward to the return of the Yuengling's free Stars and Stripes summer concert headlined by Yuengling brand ambassador and American country music star Lee Bruce, like I mentioned just a little bit earlier. The series was launched in 2019 and postponed in 20 and 21 due to COVID. Mm-hmm. And we can't wait for the festival's return that brings thousands of fans from all over the country to Pottsville for a day-long summer celebration. Yuengling Flight is partnering up with one of the hottest bands on the planet, Imagine Dragons. For the first time, Yuengling will feature an on-pack sweepstakes to win special prizes and concert experiences in 2021. Full details for the partnership are being finalized, but be on the lookout for a Flight 12-pack can display near you. Finally, those six iterations also focused on the future of the business, new challenges and new opportunities, like merging the love of sports and beer through Yingling's collaboration with DraftKings, bringing beer and chocolate lovers together with iconic Yingling Hershey's Chocolate Porter, and continuing to meet our Yingling beer lovers in new areas of the market, like with the beer Flight by Yingling.
Very cool. Well, you guys have some awesome stuff going on. It was really nice to have some time with you today to talk about where you've been and where you're going, what we can expect. And I feel like now, we just went on a trip to Florida, so now I'm excited. Next time I go down, I'm going to have to check out this expansion.
Well, get down there in the fall. Everything will start opening then. It's been closed for, I want to say close to 3 years now. But, obviously you can always go to Pottsville, back to Mecca, check out the brewery, go down in the caves where they lagered beer back in the 1800s. It's just a great experience. And who knows, maybe you'll run into Dick Yingling as he's walking around the brewery.
I got to do that in April. It was awesome. Oh, I turned around and he was standing right there.
So half the time people think it's a cutout. They don't realize it's Dick Yingling. So he's just a great guy. And his daughters are just fine people that are doing an excellent job of coming.
Hey, well, thank you so much, Scott. I really appreciate your time and learning a little bit more about what's going on at Yingling.
Well, thank you for reaching out, Liz. And anything I can do for you guys, please let me know.
Tune in 2 weeks as we chat with Lisa Del Alba, President and CEO of Square One Markets and Vice Chair of the PFMA Board of Directors. We'll discuss why association membership is so beneficial. If you enjoy Shelf Confidence, please subscribe and share. Thanks for listening.